above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Amen. Let's go to scripture. I'm not talking about that version. I'm talking about the Kirk Franklin version. Up above my head, I feel music in the air. Up above my head, there's a
melody so bright
and fair. Amen.
All right,
I'm on that tempo. There must be a God somewhere. Do 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 do. Y'all know that beat. Come on, man. Y'all done lost it.
Yeah.
There must be a God somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It is a God.
Yes.
Amen. Only one God.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you the distinction. Amen. He has a son.
Come on.
And all these other gods, Confucius and Buddha.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All this other stuff, they don't have no offspring.
Come on.
All right. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
There's only one and true and living God,
yes.
And his son's name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. To come to save the whole world,
yes,
from their sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. There ain't no other gods out there that sacrifice themselves for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
They didn't leave no mark here in the earth. They didn't leave no evidence. Only one who left evidence is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can go to the other countries, and they got evidence that he was here, that he existed, and that he has no grave. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
You won't find no remnants of no bones nowhere.
Come on.
No dirt nowhere. Because he got up out of the grave.
That's right.
There must be a God somewhere.
Yes.
He's up above my head.
Yes.
Amen. He's higher than the heavens, the Bible says.
Yes.
He looks down on the heavens.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He's higher than you think he is.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Lord.
He's stronger than strong.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. Richer than rich.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Uh-huh. He can do abundantly and exceedingly above all that you can ask or think.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Your circumstance is not as strong as your God.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
And if you think your circumstance is stronger than what you've been taught,
uh-huh,
than what you already know,
uh-huh,
it's because you've been living with your circumstances and talking to it. You're supposed to walk on your circumstances.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're supposed to put all that under your feet.
Yes, sir.
Because God made you better than your circumstances.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
He gave you power over the devil and all the works of Satan.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got no reason to be sitting here struggling over nothing.
Come on. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm speaking from a subject called miracles.
All right.
Glory.
Miracles.
All right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Miracles.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to Matthew 12, 9 through 14.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 12, chapter 12, verse 9 through 14.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to jump to Matthew 17,
uh-huh,
24 through 27.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to jump. Amen. And then we're going to jump to Acts 12.
Okay.
7 through 11.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 12,
mm-hmm,
starting at verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to go to Matthew 17,
mm-hmm,
starting at verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go to Acts 12, starting at verse 7. Go to Matthew 12 first, starting at verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You have it, say amen.
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 Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 through 14. Moving on from there. Amen.
Amen.
Let me go up a little bit above that. Let me go to tell you that something greater than the temple is here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Huh? He said something greater than the temple is here.
Uh-huh.
I guess you didn't catch it. Huh? I said something greater than this church is here.
That's right.
That's right now.
Something greater than the pew that you touch and leaning against is here.
Amen.
Amen.
If you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent.
All right.
For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Moving on from there, he entered their synagogue. There he saw a man who had a withered hand. And in order to accuse him, they asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? He replied to them, who among you, if he had a sheep that fell into the pit on the Sabbath, wouldn't take hold of it and lift it out? Amen.
Amen.
A person is worth far more than a sheep. So it is lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath.
Well,
then he told the man, stretch out your hand. So he stretched out his hand, and it was restored as good as the other.
Yes.
But the Pharisees went out and plotted against him on how they might kill him.
That's right.
Matthew 17:24. When they came to Capernaum, those who collected temple tax approached Peter and said, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, Peter said. When he went into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. What do you think, Simon? From who do earthly kings collect tariffs and taxes? Oh, they was talking about tariffs then. Hey, man, you see how the world do. They get their stuff out this Bible. Amen. And they twisted it. Amen. And they use it to oppress folks.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why you need to read your Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Said, from their sons or from strangers? From strangers, he said, then the sons are free, Jesus told him. But so we won't offend them, go to the sea, cast in a fish hook. Amen. Not a net. Just cast in your fish hook. Amen. And take the first fish that you catch. When you open its mouth, you'll find a coin. Take it and give it to them for me and for you.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. Amen. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shined in the sea, striking Peter on the side. He woke him up and said, quick, get up. And the chains fell off his wrist.
Well,
get dressed, the angel told him, and put on your sandals. And he did. Wrap your cloak around you, he told him, and follow me. So he went out and followed, and he did not know that what the angel did was really happening. But he they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them by itself. They went out and passed through and passed one street, and suddenly the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angels to rescue me from Herod's grasp and from all that the Jews, the Jewish people had expected." Amen. Lord God, thank you for your word. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are working so many different kind of miracles in the lives of your people. Some people are in one place and some people in another. Some folks need healing. Some people need resolve with finances, Lord. Some feel like they're in captivity, Lord. But you can deliver all.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to intervene in your people's situation. In a mighty special way. Lord God, break every barrier, Lord God. Every stony heart, Lord God. Every high place of a mindset, Lord God. Tear it down, Lord God. So that they see you, Lord God. That they experience you, Lord God. Not to look at any other help. No other help they know except you. Lord, don't withdraw your hand from them. Whether shall they go?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are our Father.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We talk about miracles.
Amen.
Miracles. Things. Amen. That you can't make happen.
Come on.
It takes God to make this happen.
Amen.
Miracles. Miracles. We talk about a man's hand being restored. Amen. On a day where stuff supposed to be closed. Amen.
Amen.
No activity is supposed to be going on. Amen. During that day, they went by the law of Moses. Amen. It's talking about there's no work to be done on the Sabbath day. Amen. Huh? But Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. I am the Sabbath. Amen. I didn't come to do away with the law, but I came that the law may be fulfilled. And you got to make sense of some things. Amen. How if your loved one was having a heart attack and they passed out, would you resuscitate them on the Sabbath? You say, "Oh, I guess you're going to heaven." Amen. Huh? Hallelujah. Walk out of the church and somebody got a flat tire and everybody getting their car and leave. But it's a Sabbath day. Amen.
Amen.
These Pharisees and some of these Jewish people, amen, had that mindset. Amen. They had a mindset to make everybody be controlled. Amen. The way they wanted them to be controlled. Amen. But when it came to them, they still was doing things on the Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Huh? They weren't refusing tax in the temple on the Sabbath. They took it. Come on here. It's amazing how people use the system against other people and don't apply the system to themselves.
Okay. All right.
Hmm? Amen. One man does a crime and the other man does the same crime. Amen. Well, it could be because the color of the skin. That one man gets more of a sentence than the other man. Oh, that's just the truth. Amen. Amen. I tell you the truth now. Amen. I had a gun pointed at my face. Amen. For no reason. Hmm? And when it came time to go to court to testify. Amen. The district attorney, amen, we met in that little private room, me and another gentleman. He's deceased now. But and that gentleman said, he said, "Now, if this would have been, if we would have been white, and he would have pointed that gun at us, he would have been going to jail." You know what that district attorney told us? said, yeah. So you telling me if we would have been, if we would have been the one pointing that gun at him, we would have been in jail. He said, yeah, you would have been in jail. Amen. Don't you think that South stuff is dead?
That's right.
Amen. Some stuff, some Jim Crow stuff still exists. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's 2025. Amen. And some of that stuff still exists. We had some people still believe in the Sabbath day. Amen. To judge a man hard for doing good work on the Sabbath day. Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. If your sheep was in the pit, amen, would you not pick him up and put him out and take him out of the pit? Amen. But a man, this man, amen, who needs a healing right now, amen, needs deliverance right now, is better than that sheep.
Amen.
We ain't got a church full of dog lovers. Amen. Get some of them pet lovers in here, boy. They're protest.
Uh-huh.
Huh? They treat they dogs and stuff better than people.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? That campaign and everything. Yeah, don't you tell Puff Puff that he can't come in your yard and poop. Amen. Huh? I'm like, Puff Puff gonna be puffed out. Keep letting him come over here and poop in my grass. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And they don't pick it up. They sit there and think it's supposed to be fertilized. I don't like Puff Puff. Amen. One with two legs or the one with four legs? Both of them to me is bad. Listen, amen. Huh? But human life should be better.
That's right.
Than animals.
That's right.
Amen. That's what Jesus said. I didn't say that. He said this man's life is more better than this sheep.
That's right.
More valuable than this sheep.
That's right.
I didn't come to die for that sheep. I came to die for him. Hallelujah now.
Come on.
This man is in my presence with a need.
Come on now.
And the Bible says, Jesus told us to stretch out that hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. A withered hand is hard to stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
A withered hand, something that's drawn up.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
That man was at his wit's end with not being delivered. Amen. In the right place at the right time. For this man to stretch out his hand, he had to believe and have faith.
Come on now.
That something was going to change that day.
Come on.
Amen. A day that was supposed to be shut down. Amen.
Come on.
A day that wasn't supposed to be in any activities going on. Amen. And it seems like sometimes in your life it may be a day that you can't get nothing done. Seems like every time you turn around, something is hindering you. Something is saying, no, you wait. Amen. But your need is today.
Come on now.
Your need, your hunger is for now.
Come on now.
I came to the house of God. Amen.
Yes,
and I come to receive something from the Lord. And I can't wait any longer.
Come on.
The Bible says that man has some faith to stretch out what was drawn in. Amen. I want to encourage you to stretch out what was drawn in.
Stretch out.
Amen. Something's drawn in your life.
Jesus.
Amen. But all you need to do is have enough faith to draw it out.
Stretch
and
out.
If you stretch it out, God will bless you.
Yes, sir.
He will touch you.
Come on.
The Bible says when he stretched his hand out, the Bible said that hand was better than the hand that was already operating. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That means that whatever the system says you can't do, God said you can do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't be surprised. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When people get upset.
Yeah.
When when you get your deliverance. People get upset when you change apartments.
Amen.
You go from an apartment to a house.
Yes,
amen. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. When people get upset when you move up on that job and you go up from the floor to the office.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get upset when you move from that car to this car.
Come on.
Amen. Just expect it.
Yeah.
Just expect some haters.
Yeah.
Amen. Just expect some people that still don't believe that God bless you.
Come on.
I'm going to leave you with the unbelief, but I'm walking in faith.
Yes, sir.
I'm walking in what he's already done in my life.
Yes.
And I ain't got to dwell on what you don't believe.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Because he touched me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And when he touched you, you won't forget it.
Yes.
When you touch it, you can't renounce it.
Yes.
When you touch it, you got to walk in what he touched.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That man's life was never the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't go on talking about what he done afterwards. But I promise you, when he got home, what he couldn't pick up, he picked up.
Yes, sir.
When he couldn't bend over and clean, he cleaned.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The jobs that refused him because they didn't have no handicap policies on these jobs back then. If you couldn't do it, you was over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was discriminated against.
Yeah.
Amen. There wasn't no rules put in place that keep you higher or would give you a chance.
Come
but
on.
He said, I'm going back to the list.
Come on.
Amen. And those people say, oh, I can't work because I only had one hand.
Yeah.
They're going to have to hire me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got my miracle to walk in favor. Hallelujah now.
Yeah, yeah.
That one miracle changed a man's life where he could produce more. Help people more. Do more.
Yeah.
Your miracle ain't just for you.
Yeah.
Your blessing is not just for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you to bless other people.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you start blessing people more than just yourself,
yeah,
God will keep on pouring in your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 17 of Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It goes on talking about this problem with some money.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
It came time for tax season.
Uh-huh.
We in that right now.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. I see them facial expressions. People say, I'm going to wait. Just before they penalize, I'm gonna do mine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. People get scared of that word taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that it was time to pay some taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus at one point said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something about that right there. Now, what did he say? Render unto Caesar that which is he. What?
Caesar.
Okay, so everything ain't Caesar. Amen. Everything ain't the government's.
Right.
Amen. You better get them the bare minimum what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And you better check and check again, make sure that you didn't overpay.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody on the phone and they was talking about have different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the tariffs tax on these other things coming from the border. I said, well, I mean, I hope they would eliminate the federal tax.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
uh-huh. Amen.
Yes,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
I said, at least I'd rather them have a tariff tax
mm-hmm.
and eliminate the federal tax.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because that give me, I don't worry about no tariff tax. I have the option to choose what I want to buy.
Yes,
right. Amen. They do that tariff tax over there. I mean, a lot of businesses in Canada and some other places are looking at now bringing their production factories back to America.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Changing the game.
Amen.
You drive around, see all these places vacant. because they got this stuff done cheap.
That's right.
And a lot of people in America, amen, especially when you start seeing these tent villages. Amen. Some years ago when I start seeing this start to happen was probably 8 years ago. People been homeless. But these tent cities were happening in California. I was in San Jose, California. And we went under this bridge, and I'm talking about these people had, of course, tents, tables. Some of them had some recliners in there, just stuff they just gathered, and they was living under that bridge. I said, where all these people come from? Amen. That economy is so hard to live in. You talk about some inflation. It was bad then. A one-bedroom apartment in San Jose, California was costing almost $1,600, $1,800 a month then. It's probably double that now. Amen. A small three-bedroom house, amen, was $500,000. Amen. How do I know? I have a sister-in-law that live over there. Amen. So this pressure of having to pay, amen, having to come up with this or that. Jesus said, I want to give you some faith. Amen. Amen. And Peter was a fisherman. Amen. So Jesus said, go out there and throw a hook. I ain't even telling you to move your boat necessarily. Just you stand out the shore and throw a hook out there. Amen. And when you get the first fish, I'm not even going to make you search through a whole pile of fish or a whole pail of fish. When you get the first one, that's how you know it's a miracle. Amen. The first fish, you're going to have the coin that you need to pay not only my taxes, but to pay yours too. See, God will bless you where you can even pay somebody else's, bless somebody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
God just don't, he's not just a God of enough. He's a God of more than enough.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time he's blessed me in my life, he blessed me with more than what I need.
Amen.
Amen. And you can't be stingy.
That's right.
Amen. Whoever he lay on your heart to bless, that's what you need to do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I didn't tell you to go on every whimper and cry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah now. Because we just talking about one disciple out of the other 11 that had to pay their tax.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But who came asking? Amen. Are you asking the Father? You coming to him with what you need?
That's right.
Amen. Are you coming to him with the concerns in your life?
Yeah.
Amen. Are you trying to figure this thing out on your own?
Say that good, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you try to figure things out on your own, you are left with your own devices.
Come on, sir.
Amen. You see how far they got you so far?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I've learned to trust in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I've learned to trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know the rest of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned. And certainly Peter had learned that the master had the answer.
Uh-huh.
That he was the resource.
Yes.
The source.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's all it was.
Come on now.
Amen. He's the source and the resource.
Come on now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I looked to him and I asked, and he gave me a source.
Yes.
Amen. And he gave me the other resources. Amen. To help other people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
I ain't never had a barber shop. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut a lot of people's hair before.
Yeah.
Amen. My sister-in-law, she has the hair company.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I said the company.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
come. Amen. Huh? Amen. But God will bless your hands. Amen. If you bless somebody else.
That's right.
People, little kids that couldn't pay no money for a haircut. I cut their hair.
Yes.
Brother Jay, he cut. He was cutting too.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. I had to resharpen them clippers. I just cut some people's hair. Cause some folks' hair. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Them clippers were growling out there. Amen. Amen. To grease them things, huh? But God bless you to bless somebody else. Amen. Certainly Peter was surprised when he found that coin. Amen. But that was a miracle. Because all the fishing he ever done, he never found no money in the fish's mouth. I mean, he's an experienced fisherman. Amen. He's seen the commerce, the trade. Amen. To bring the fish in and get paid for the pound where the scales were. Amen. But to find the fish that had money already in his mouth was a miracle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Was such a miracle. Amen. That he was able not to pay his, but Jesus also. Amen. The Bible says that we went on to Acts, the 12th chapter, we talked about, amen, Peter being in prison.
Uh-huh.
Amen. For preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Doing the right thing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And get hit for it. You know, people say, sit there and say, I always try to do the right thing, and I'm always going through. Amen. But I learned doing the right thing, and you get hit for it. Amen. You get persecuted for it. Sometimes God is setting you up.
Amen.
Amen. And he's using you, amen, to be a miracle. Amen. To show himself mighty and strong in your life so that other people will know your God.
Amen.
Hmm? Being persecuted, threw in prison. Amen. The Bible said he was threw in prison. And that was going to kill Peter. Amen. They were going to take him out. Amen. Less than 24 hours. Hallelujah, Jesus. But somebody knew how to pray.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody knew how to pray, amen, in another location. Amen. And they had a prayer meeting vigil. In somebody's house.
Yes.
Amen. They kept on praying for God to deliver Peter from prison.
Yes.
And the Bible says that the angel came.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Amen. It's amazing that the chains fell off this man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And four quadrillions of soldiers. Amen. Didn't stop. That was just watching one man. All those soldiers were just watching one man. Amen. Hmm? All those problems are just bothering, is coming to watch you. Trying to keep you in your place.
Yes.
Trying to keep you fastened down.
Yes.
All those problems just came to bother you.
Yes.
The lock you up. Mm. Amen. To get you discouraged.
Yes.
You must be shaking the kingdom of darkness up somewhere.
Yes.
You must be doing something right.
Yes.
You must be praying right.
Come on.
You must be living right.
Yes.
For the devil to come and bother you. Peter was living the word.
Yes.
Preaching the word.
Yes.
Even so much so that the Bible said when Peter would pass people, his shadow, when it fell on somebody who was sick, they were healed.
Yes.
Because he was carrying the word.
Yes.
Are you carrying the word?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Peter was carrying the word. And the Bible said when that angel came through there, amen, that the chains fell off. He said, get up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Peter must have been, he said he was like in a daze. Almost he didn't thought he was seeing a vision or in a dream. But ain't it something how God will keep you sedated? So you won't say nothing when you don't supposed to say nothing? Make any sudden movements? Amen. That you just go by what he's directing you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. That's sometimes, some cases, God won't have you to say anything. Amen. Because he's doing a work. And you don't need to mess up what he's working on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bible said that he got up. He said, get yourself dressed. Amen. I heard my grandmother say when she went in hospital. Amen. It was in 2016 or so then. And she was in the hospital for 8 days or so. Amen. She said, I was expecting to get up out of that bed. I look forward to get dressed every day. She said, get up. Brush your teeth. God is going to do a work. Amen. If you're expecting God to do something in your life, don't you settle to the atmosphere conditions that's going on in your life. If your money low, don't you act like it's low. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Even if you got to brush your teeth with aim and you don't have crest, still smile. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Even if that mouthwash you got from the Dollar Tree ain't working like that mouthwash you would usually get from Walmart, amen. You still just have this and say, I hear you, brother. Amen. They don't know that you ain't got that classy mouthwash that you used to.
That's right.
Amen. But still smile. Yeah. Peter was chained and bound, but he was still praising God.
Yeah.
He was still believing that something, sooner or later, something's going to turn in my favor.
Yeah.
He's turning it around.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And no matter what the naysayers were saying, you can see all those guards. You can say, he's done. We got him shut down. When that sun rise up, you going down. But Peter said, I don't feel like the world is finished with me yet.
Yeah.
I wish I had somebody to know they got a word down inside. And the word is not finished with you yet. That's why you can't die. That's why you can't give up. That's why you can't turn around. That's why you can't say nothing else but praises unto God, who is your Savior.
Yes.
The Bible said that that angel
started
leading him out through the first ward, the second ward, and got to the gate.
Yeah.
And the gates opened all by themselves.
Yeah.
You ain't going to have to work.
Come on.
God's going to deliver you.
Yeah.
Battles won in which you do not have to fight.
Yeah.
Peter didn't even have to pick up a sword.
Yeah.
He didn't have to pick up no shield.
Yeah.
All he had to do is follow the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he walked out of there just as quiet. Then he came in.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God's going to have you going out of your trouble, out of your trials, just as smooth as when you came in.
Yeah.
If you just trust in the Lord. With all your heart, no need to your own understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said he walked out of there. Amen. Ain't it amazing that he went to the location where the prayer was coming from? Amen. Knocked on the door. Amen. And what happened? Rhoda come to the door. Amen. A miracle is going to knock at your door. What you're praying for, a miracle, is going to knock at your door. It might knock in the midnight hour when you turn from the left side to the right side. Hallelujah, Jesus. It might be an increase in your breathing. Your air might have been low. Your oxygen might have been. But God's going to increase and breathe on you. It might have been a sickness. The doctor said that this is what you got to deal with from here on out. He said, Lord, breathe on me. What you've been praying for is going to knock at your door. Hallelujah, Jesus. A financial breakthrough. Amen. That you've been burning for a while. You're trying to make ends meet. You don't even know what Amen. But God is going to knock on your door. Just hold on and wait. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. Walk and not faint. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. She answered that door and seen Peter. Amen. Closed the door and went on and told him in the meeting. Left Peter waiting outside. Woo. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, say, invite your blessing in. Invite answer prayer in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Don't not believe it. Believe it.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's the word.
Huh? I said, don't not believe it. Believe it. Because God will perform his word. That's why you got to speak his word. They weren't praying by emotions. Amen. They weren't praying with their emotions. Amen. They was praying with the word that was inside of them. Amen. God has to respond to his word.
Yes.
If you pray his word,
that's it. Come on.
He said, I'm not a man that I should lie.
Yes.
Or the son of man that I should repeat.
Yes.
Amen. If I said it,
hallelujah,
it will come to pass.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you just keep on praying what he told you to pray about,
yes,
what he laid on your heart,
say
amen, and have amen. I've seen God do this thing in short amount of time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes I just stay quiet. And he just showed me. And I start seeing stuff lining up. Lining up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I be praising him while it's lining up.
Come on now.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
See, sometimes they invited who they need to invite. Pray.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? You come to church to see who shout. You didn't come to church.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
You need to come to church to see if you're going to shout.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You need to come to church to see how you going to pray.
Come on now.
Amen. How you going to praise him?
Yes.
Amen. Don't look around and worry about nobody else.
Yes.
Worry about yourself.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Because God needs to on your door.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about miracles.
Yes. Glory, glory.
And God can move anywhere.
Yes.
It's a place in France.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's called it's a place in France in Lourdes, France. Amen. It's a Catholic cathedral.
Uh-huh.
They call it a Catholic pilgrimage.
Uh-huh.
In 1858,
uh-huh,
there's a woman who claimed that she seen the Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And that she was healed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And from 1868 until this day, people has been going to that particular church in France.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But they only have recorded from that day to now 69 miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That comes from the Lourdes Bureau of that church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But it was a story of some ladies in 1967. Had different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. One lady had a lump on her breast. Amen. One lady had a leg that was longer than the other. Amen. One lady had a son who couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He never had talked. Said he was ooh, ooh, goo, nothing. He was mute.
Mm-hmm.
And they all was going to this Catholic pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to be healed.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Thinking if they would just get to that place where that lady seen the Virgin Mary. Amen. Huh? That they was going to be healed. But I want to tell you something. While Mary was Jesus' mother,
uh-huh,
Mary is not. still got a lot of Catholics that do them confessions in the booth with those priests. Mm-hmm. I don't confess to no priest in no booth.
That's right.
Come on,
amen. I confess to Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? But they went there. Amen. Mm-hmm. And they got there, got into the water. Some was timid about going because they said the water was so cold. Thinking if they just got in that pool, they was going to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The first two ladies, the one had the lump on her breast, came out of the water, still had the lump on her breast.
Mm-hmm.
The one who went in the water had the short leg, still came out with the short leg, had the shoe that was this thick, mm-hmm. and the other one was just normal size. Mm-hmm. Amen. Still came out of the water the same.
Mm-hmm.
The other lady who had the son who was mute, the son barely went into the water because he was scared because all the people that was in those other pools were hollering because of the temperature of the water.
Mm-hmm.
It made him frightened. So he barely got in the water. His mother held him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But all of them during that whole week, amen, had their own issues going on. Not so much that was so much important what was going on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but what was going on the inside. Amen. And so many times we look for miracles that we can see,
mm-hmm.
that we can touch.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But the miracle that you need to know
mm-hmm.
that God is going for is the miracle that transformed a man's spirit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And during that trip, they started doing their own confessions,
mm-hmm.
not to the priest. That one lady said, we don't need a priest. We can talk among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And two of the ladies had a lady that they had some issues in the past. And they started talking. When they told their story. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they gave up their position.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh? They gave up their own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because one testimony, amen, delivered another.
Mm-hmm.
And another testimony delivered another.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you find themselves putting down their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And they got things right.
Mm-hmm.
When they went back home to the families that they were glad to leave at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
not only did the change in them start at that pilgrimage,
mm-hmm.
but a change in their families was going on at the same time. Hallelujah. The families that they left missed them and seen how they took them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In the home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Where the man who would never cook, because back then the men thought, you know, them wives supposed to cook.
Mm-hmm.
That man had to cook for his family while that wife was at the pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
It showed him how hard she was suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here. We're talking about miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And if you trade places with somebody,
that's right.
you would get another story.
Yeah.
Amen. You would get another kind of a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at somebody else's situation and say, well, I wish I was them.
That's right.
Amen. Or they got it easy. Or they don't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. These people were trading places. And the family seen how much important those women were who left. And the women seen how much important their friends were who they went with.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So the miracle wasn't so much on the outside. It changed them on the inside.
Right.
When they got back home, the woman who had the lump on her breast
mm-hmm.
still had the lump on her breast.
Mm-hmm.
But she came back happy.
Mm-hmm.
She came back grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And the lump was not so much important
mm-hmm.
than her peace.
All right.
What's so much important than the transformation that happened with her family?
Right.
See, her family, they was more had more humility,
mm-hmm.
more gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Even the husband said, I missed you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I didn't never think I would say it, but I missed you too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It changed something on the inside.
Yeah.
Amen. That the old saying said, something on the inside.
Yeah.
Working on the outside.
Yeah.
Brought about a change in my life.
That's right.
While I was looking for a miracle on the outside,
uh-huh.
God was working on the inside.
Yeah.
To change my perspective of
That's
what was
right.
going Hallelujah, Jesus. God knows how to work a miracle.
Yes, he does.
Know how to change the inner you.
Amen.
Amen. Because that must need to be changed.
Yes.
Something that's in you. But I will tell you this. That the kid who timidly got in the water. Amen. They noticed that he still wasn't talking. Amen. But when he went off by himself, he had took from the little store they had in their little globe. Amen. Little shaky globes, all their little snowy. They had a little something in the globe. Snow globe. And took the snow globe. He was playing by himself. And he kept on looking at that snow globe. And he said, home. Nobody knew he talked. Nobody heard him say that word. Amen. But miracles do happen.
Miracles.
Amen.
Amen.
You might not see it. Amen. But God is working miracles. Hallelujah, Lord. You might not be able to date it, but God is working miracles. You might not have witnessed it with your visible eyes, but God is working miracles. Hallelujah now. And all you got to do is just wait on him and just be a good character.
Hallelujah.
And he'll make everything work out right.
Amen.
Amen. Stand to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Somebody said, I would like to see a miracle.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But I more so rather feel it. Working on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Something I need on the inside.
Come on.
That's way better than what I could get on the outside.
Yes.
Amen. And I know people try to aspire to do better and all the other stuff, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you put God first.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. But still, even if you get more down here, think about the energy it takes to keep it up, the washing, the dusting, amen, huh? To change light bulbs, come on here, pay a high power bill, amen, the requirements that come with that new job elevation, amen, I'd rather have the peace, amen, the joy. Something nobody could touch.
Yeah.
Working on the inside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
now.
Hallelujah.
To be able to walk through life circumstances and it not bother you like it bothers a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some things that people are going through and it's tangible, they let stuff bother them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But they started out trying to find that miracle. Thinking if they sat beside the rock where that lady seen Mary, that they would be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Not knowing that the journey was going to heal them.
Come on now.
The journey was going to change.
Jesus.
And sometimes God will change you during your journey.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah now.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes he'll heal you before you get to church. Amen. He'll settle things before you get to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
To let you see what's going on.
Yes.
Amen. To give you some peace, a settlement. Mm-hmm. Amen. That he already got this thing worked out.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No need to worry what the night is going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all over in the morning. Amen.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
That morning could be anytime.
Yeah.
Your morning could be right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for who you are.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for those who have come to the altar.
Yes.
Whatever, Lord God, they're laying at the altar.
Yes.
Requests, burdens, Lord God.
Yes.
Heaviness, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, we ask you to perform a miracle.
Yes,
some physical ailments, Lord God.
Yes.
Whatever the request is, Lord. We ask you for you to intervene. Touch the minds and the hearts, the spirit man. Lord God, we need a change on the inside. We need you to work on the inside so it can bring about a change on the outside. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength thus far. Even, Lord God, the difficulty that your people might be facing. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for making ways out of no way. In spite of, you still cause us to try. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to place a special anointing on them. Hallelujah, Lord. That they increase even what they're dealing with. That triumph, Lord God, over what they're dealing with. And that they see you most of all over what they're dealing with. Lord God, we just give your name the praise, glory, and honor. Because there's no one like you. There's no one like you, Lord. So we don't look for things. We don't look for things, Lord God, that we can say, it's because I went there. It's because I touched this. Or because that person prayed for me. Lord God, we look to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith is in you. You said something greater than this temple has come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You said you are the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You're greater in any place that we're in. Whether that's on the work floor, the church house,
Hallelujah.
In the community, or in our house, Lord God. You're greater. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to have your way. And that we put down anything that's holding the miracle back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that's not like you, we lay it down, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because your mercy and grace is better than what man says mercy and grace is.
Yeah, thank you.
You said your mercy and grace is renewed every morning.
Yeah.
You don't give us no leftover mercy and grace. You don't deduct points from the mercy and grace because of yesterday. You give us 100 every day. Lord God, help us to give you 100 every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. That the miracle is really the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah.
That we learn to joy in you.
Yeah.
So when we find afflictions or discomfort or uneasiness somewhere, we start praising you, Lord. Because we know it's victory.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Lord. It's elevation, Lord God. It's an announcement that the kingdom of darkness know who's penetrating it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The devil don't mess with people who's his. The fact that the enemy is messing with your people shows that we have something of value and something of significance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we carry you. You are our Savior.
Yeah.
Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, the offspring of your people here at the altar.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The offspring of the people who are in the church today.
Yes.
Bless their children.
Yes.
Their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
yes.
We need you, Lord, to move in the generation. Even more mighty, Lord God, of the past. We know the day is wicked. Lord God, we need you more than ever. And we thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children. Lord God, you said that you would, Lord God, save us and our household. We ask you to save, Lord God. Rahab's house wasn't right either. But they were saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we draw the blood covenant, Lord God, around our families, Lord God.
Yes.
And people who are connected to our family. Close friends, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
A blood covering over them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even if they ain't in the church, Lord God. We ask you that the blood, Lord God, cover and protect it. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for raising us up. Lord God, we thank you for giving us overcoming power. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in those restricted places in our lives that even you still call us to stretch forth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we stretch forth. We stretch to you. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God, because we know you're doing a great thing in our lives, Lord. And we keep on looking and depending on you. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.